Welcome to the podcast.
We're calling
Hello?
Is that Kevin?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, oh, it's Tony and Ryan. How you doing?
Oh my god. Kevin.
I'm doing wonderful.
Kevin, you answered so quickly, we didn't even do our spiel. Hi, welcome to the podcast.
Well,
it's Tony and Ryan. We're calling Kevin, but you already know that because he's already answered.
Kevin, will you approve the podcast?
Let me think about it. Of course I do.
Yeah!
Come on, I'm dicey for a second. God, is Kevin from Las Vegas? Because that was dicey.
I've never heard that before.
The only thing is, y'all are getting my name wrong. Come on, guys.
Oh, what is it?
It's not Kevin.
Oh, it's Kelvin?
It's Kelvin.
How embarrassing.
Yes.
That's my fault.
That is Ryan told me.
That is my fault.
All right, you know what? Bring. Oh my god. Hi everyone. Welcome to the podcast. We're ringing Kelvin. Hello, is that you, Kelvin?
Of course this is Kelvin. What's up, guys?
Kelvin, could you please approve this podcast, Kelvin?
Let me think about it on that one. It's been a pretty busy day. So, I guess I will.
Backed in the same gag twice, Kelvin. Yep. Gotta respect that.
Yep, and gotta respect it just as well the second time.
Hey, this is Kelvin. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I approve this message.
Yeah. All right, coming up today. Is Brassen Things an Australian brand, or would that be an international brand?
I think it's Australia, New Zealand. I don't think it's...
Well, you can imagine what Brassen Things sell wherever you're
from.
Bras and things. And they've done a bit of a campaign with a, would you say, a slightly more risque...
It's not what you're wearing to the gym.
No.
No, it's probably not what you wear in a work, depending on your profession, I guess.
Yeah, and not overly practical. And the mums of Facebook have hit the comment section and strap yourselves in, folks.
Yeah.
And it's a wild ride.
Don't they just deliver?
Yeah.
The mums on Facebook.
Yep. Mm. Yeah. We'll get to that soon. But first, the Audio Queen.
Hello.
How are you, Audio Queen?
I'm feeling better. Thank you.
You still sound a little...
I think I'm just still really congested.
But you feel better.
I do definitely feel better. But you know what I reckon it is as well? It's the hay fever time.
It is.
So not only do I always get quite bad hay fever anyway, I reckon that's exacerbating the...
Exacerbate. That's a great word.
Thank you.
Well, Tony in a former life was an audio queen, audio engineer. And that's why I just wanted to check on your health because I know you love to give this your all.
I do. I do love to give this my all. Former life, am I not that anymore?
You've evolved.
Oh, okay. Leveled up.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, you're not like that person hasn't died.
No.
They're still there.
Yeah.
You know how Rita Ora used to work at Foot Locker?
Did she?
Yeah. Like she was like a sneaker girl.
That's cool.
She worked at Foot Locker. It is cool.
That is quite cool.
And then like... You wouldn't be like, oh, Rita Ora, you know, the Foot Locker girl. Like, you wouldn't say that was like a former life.
Oh, I see.
Maybe I should up, maybe it's former life in a different moment in time.
But I still do. Like, Rita Ora isn't now like a global superstar and also selling shoes.
No, but have you seen, she's on Architectural Digest, our favourite videos. Her walk-in robe has like a wall of sneakers.
Oh, my God. She probably got such a good discount.
Yeah.
And also she's...
It's still 15% for former...
Yeah,
staff,
she's
right?
Like, yeah, I use code Rita Ora for 100% off. Is that right?
All right, Audio Queen. I don't know if you saw this story, Tony. A receptionist at a motel in New Zealand.
Oh, kia ora.
She was yelled at by her boss
because
she purchased too much pumpkin.
What?
Yep. And she's been awarded more than $21,000 in damages. So it's like a little motel and they must have like a little like, you know, breakfast in the whatever.
Yeah.
And so she went and did the shopping and too much pumpkin. How could a small cafeteria in a small motel require that much pumpkin?
But like how much are we talking? Like how much, like are we talking she was supposed to buy one, she bought two, or she was supposed to buy one, she bought 50 kilos?
It was enough for the boss to go off to the extent where they now need to pay her $21,000 in damages. So, I mean, he must have really gone off. Which makes me think she must have got a fuck ton of pumpkins.
A lot of pumpkin.
So anyway.
Was it for Halloween or like was
it? You know
it
what?
For,
I hope so.
You know, maybe she was like, let's make jack-o'-lanterns. Maybe she was planning on like a kids' craft day or something.
Well, I'm glad your creative juices and imagination is flowing.
Okay.
Because here's the audio that was played in the court case because I had to go to court and get settled for the $21,000. So what you're about to hear is the lady turning up with the pumpkins,
okay,
the boss yelling in disbelief, and her giving whatever her explanation was.
All right.
In New Zealand.
Yep. Oh, kia ora, what you got there, girl? Oh, hey, boss. Yeah, I just bought all these pumpkins, eh? I just thought that we could, you know, use all these pumpkins. What the fuck? You bought all those? Sorry, I sound like a back-a-day smoker.
Yeah.
I just thought that that would look nice for Halloween, eh?
What the fuck, miss? Yeah, I think, yeah.
I thought that it'd be nice for the whānaus to play with the pumpkins, eh? Oh, my gosh. Why would you buy all those pumpkins? Is that $21,000 worth of yelling?
$21,000. Well, I think it's because she was yelled at and
over something ridiculous.
But in front of staff and customers and, like, you should be embarrassed.
Can you imagine, right? You're about to check into a hotel, a lovely little B&B on the fucking, in the Coromandels of fucking New Zealand, and this woman walks in with all these pumpkins, right, and the boss fucking yells at
her.
Can you imagine fucking standing there?
Yeah, it's so
like when you go to a friend's house and their mum yells at them. Oh, that makes me want to throw up.
And you're just sitting there, like, staring at the ground, being like, I don't have a dog in this fight. I just came here for the saladas.
And you're kind of like to your friend, can you not be a fuckhead? Because I'm trying to get a sleepover. Like, I want you to sleep over my house tonight.
Yeah.
And you act like a fuckhead.
You're getting yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, here's the, you know how we did, like, Ryan's Motivational Fridays once?
Oh, yeah.
What was it? Praise in public, caution in private. If you're going to light her up about the pumpkins, don't do it in front of the customers and the other staff. You don't want to shame and embarrass someone.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a private, like, hey, maybe next time, maybe not so much pumpkin.
Yeah.
But then if you give it, you know what used to annoy me? You're getting a compliment and, like, no one's around.
But also don't just compliment me because other people are there.
Yeah.
Like, don't just go, wow, you're doing such a great job because other people can see you, like, being nice.
Oh, it's more like, tell the person who could give me a promotion that I'm doing well.
Yeah.
Tell someone up the chain, this guy's doing well.
Yeah.
Don't just tell me in the corner and gatekeep me.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what about all these pumpkins?
Well, that's the real issue.
I like pumpkin.
What about pumpkin spice latte?
I've never had one.
Neither.
Should we go and get one?
Maybe we'll do it for the Halloween live stream.
Oh.
Because the Starbucks will have them.
Does Starbucks have them in Australia as well?
Yeah. It's just finding a Starbucks in Australia. But they'll definitely have them.
There's one in Melbourne, isn't there?
Yeah. We'll just have to figure out where that is.
I could Google it. Oh,
how good. A man in Alaska has been arrested for riding his horse in the streets while drunk.
Oh.
Which is drink driving. Which
yes.
It's like, of course it is, but it's sort of like a weird.
Well, it's the same as how, like, you can't ride a bike drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit different, but like.
Well, that was the, like, when you're a bit younger in a caravan park being a hooligan. You're like, well, I've had a few beers and so we can't drive, but let's ride our bikes down to the store. And you're like, well, mate,
that's still drink driving. Yeah. You could fucking really hurt someone.
Yeah. Anyway, so the police have said that the horseback rider was galloping through traffic, singing songs and refusing to pull the horse over when requested by police.
Refused to pull the horse
over. So they're like, excuse me, sir, can you come over here? And he's like, he's just living his best life. So the drunk man, as you're about to hear, and you're about to hear the horse as well, but he's saying this was his line of defense. He goes, officer, like, I might be drunk, but the horse is sober. And the horse has never drunk in his whole life. He's a teetotaler. What do you call people that don't drink?
What?
He's a non-drinking horse. So this is how that sounded for other
That's
people.
That's actually
in the
not a bad defence though, isn't it? Like.
But he was so sure, like, wow. Actually, joke's on you, officer.
Like for a drunk person.
He had a bit
That's
of
not bad,
yeah.
Is it?
Well, he thought he was in the right. He thought he's like found a grey area. He hadn't, but he thought he had. So this is what that sounded like.
Sorry, is it the fucking audio queen or is it Ryan?
Oh, sorry, last week you.
Yeah, but I didn't ask you to.
Okay.
Ryan, stop. I'm doing it. Stop it. Fuck nah, just you, kidding. Not... That's all me.
Fuck.
Should I get two cups? Oh, no, that sounds terrible. Woo! Woo! That's the siren. Yeah. No, mate, it's all good. No, you're right, mate.
He's American, by the way.
No, you're right, mate. I'm not all right. Wow. Sir, I'm going to have to get you to demount the horse. No, mate, it's a... No, mate, it's okay. This horse hasn't been drinking. He's like, this horse hasn't had a drop to drink, man. Sir, you're going to have to get off the horse. No.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Does the audio queen need a rest?
It's so easy to visualize, but hard to have the conversation. A drunk voice and the accent.
Yeah.
Okay,
let me change it up.
Okay.
It wasn't in Alaska after all. It was actually in Joondalup in Perth.
All right.
And it's a suburban dad riding a horse that he just found.
All right. Woo! I'm going to need you to pull over, sir. No, mate, you're right. This horse is so brazé. He hasn't fucking had a thing to drink. Honestly. I gave it some water about 4 hours ago, and so it should be totally fine. Sir, we're going to need you to dismount the horse. No, mate, the saddle's on. We're going. I'm over 18. So.
Oh, on your way then.
I'm not underage. I've got my horse.
Get a license for that horse.
And I'm not on my peas, my ponies.
Thank you, Audio Queen. For...
I mean, I aim to please.
Yep.
Hey, this is Kelvin. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
So if you're listening to this on the day it came out,
yep.
Later on this afternoon, mm-hmm. Tony and I are doing a live stream. It'll be for everyone.
All
tarpers. Tony is trying to get tickets to Blink-182. And she said, she's put a little thing in the calendar saying, there will be no meetings or chats or making any podcasts in this time.
Yep.
I'm logging on to get Blink-182 tickets, mm-hmm. and I've decided I'm going to be sitting next to you live streaming.
Yeah. So I said that we actually are supposed to be recording at the time that we're doing it. And I said, I just need like 15 minutes at this time.
15.
Because I'll jump on and like be hitting refresh before they actually go on sale.
Yeah. And you're going to have multiple tabs open?
I don't think that works.
Doesn't it?
I don't think so.
Well, that's...
Might have your computer going as well. Maybe that'll be smart. Or my phone or something.
Yeah, a couple of backup plans. All right, well, that's later on today. And if you're not listening to this the day it came out, forget we said anything.
Then don't worry about it. A massive thank you to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. Renee Melissa, thank you so much. Kiera Parks, love to see that. Thanks, Kiera.
Thanks, Kiera.
Samantha Bennett, Hannah Tragia, Henry Herbert. That sounds like a cool name,
that's
doesn't
a cool
it?
Name.
Doesn't that sound like a little, like superhero? Henry Herbert.
I think it sounds like someone who, it's not Christopher Robin, but someone who would live in that world of like Winnie the Pooh.
That's a really sweet thing to say.
Like it'd be Christopher Robin's neighbour. Oh, Henry Herbert.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. Sorry, you've just
What's
hit
happened?
A nerve that I didn't know I had.
And you've given me a look that I've never seen before. I've seen that
you've
one
seen that one before. Though normally you're looking at the back of my head. Liam Mully. Jennifer McKinley, Mergem Kotal, thank you so much. Carly Mullinger, Kirsten Amiabel, Emily King, Tilda Soderfalk, and Julie McClelland. Jules, we spoke to Jules the other day.
Oh, we did too.
Yeah.
Hey, Big J Dog.
Big J Dog.
So bras. And
Jules actually might have been someone that was commenting on this, to be really? Fair. Don't you reckon? She had a bit of that energy.
Bras and Things have said, here's a new collection of bras and things. And Tony, can you just describe, it's a very hard
it is.
To describe, but do your best of describing the product they're selling there on Bras and Things Facebook page.
So it's basically hot, you know, like the bra strap material, like the actual strap.
The strap, yeah.
Like the elastic. It's like hot pink that, and it's like a netting bra, so there's no like coverage.
It's just the straps.
Just the straps, like bondage-y kind of vibe.
Well, it's bondage-y vibe, but it's like a bright orange and
bright pink.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also like around like where your nipples would sit, it has like two big like barbell things.
Mm.
So like metal rings, which is like, yeah, where your nipples would go. And then the knickers are the exact same style. We'll put a picture in our Facebook group thread for today's episode. The knickers are also very revealing, not a lot of coverage, with like the same barbell thing, like just above the fanny.
So what – see, I did a thorough investigation.
I bet you did.
And like what's –
finding someone wearing these underwear.
Well, on the website, did you click the link?
No.
Oh, my God. So what was confusing about the bottoms, the undies, it's like the opposite of a thong, the opposite of a G-string, because it's got like the outside but nothing in the middle.
So it's like a crotchless.
Yeah, but it looks
– I want
to it actually doesn't look hot or sexy. It looks ridiculous.
Yeah, right. I can't find it on the website.
Like imagine a Speedo that doesn't have the material. It's just like the elastic on the leg.
Yeah.
It's like wearing a belt around your thighs.
Or like you've worn underwear that like has ripped. Like when you accidentally wore that G-string and it was just like the elastic on the top.
I didn't accidentally wear a G-string.
You did.
I accidentally
That's what you
ripped
said.
My underwear, which then created a G-string.
DIY G-string.
DIY G-string.
So Bras and Things actually posted this and said, new colorway, have at it. Yeah. So what I think is that they've released it like in black some months ago.
Yep.
And then been fucking roasted online.
Why? Because it like, am I right in saying that it's not probably, it's beyond sexy that it's just ridiculous.
Oh.
Like it's a joke.
You would think like, but the thing is that if people want to wear this, a fucking, you obviously love fucking your life and you want to rock whatever you want and that's awesome. But there is a very special place for wearing it. Like, you're not wearing that under your clothes.
Absolutely not.
So it's kind of – and then don't you think – I think this is such a rip-off, right?
Mm.
Like, sexy lingerie or whatever is the biggest rip-off.
Absolutely.
It is so expensive.
It's fucked.
So fucking expensive. And you don't wear it for very long.
Oh, that's great. Fucking take it off, chuck it on the floor.
Yeah. Like –
yeah, what a scam.
Because you can't wear that under your clothes.
No.
Like, you know, it's not as if you're like, oh, at least I'll get some wear out of that. Like, you know, you know.
Yeah, cost per wear is low. Very high. And I agree that, you know, like that classic like, oh, like you wouldn't wear it out. So you get home and it's like, let me go slip into something a little more comfortable. You know that.
Which this isn't.
Not
by the way,
at all.
Yeah.
And then you go and flip into that and you go, oh, that's hot. Let me. How do I take it off? And
yeah.
then you'd spend an hour the guy
trying to fucking take it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And trying to take that, like.
Oh, God.
You need
you just
degree.
Need some scissors,
yeah.
I think, and just fucking cut it open like a pork roast.
So, what I'm going to call the comedic Karens.
Comedic Karens. That's so funny.
Because they're not like angry Karens. People have just got to the comment section and just discussed some of the practicalities.
Yeah.
Or maybe what I would call a real person might look like if they tried to attempt wearing such ridiculousness.
And can we say that the post, the photo that they've like shared and put out there is like a flat lay.
Yeah.
It's not someone wearing it.
No.
So nobody is being like, oh, look at her. That it literally is just the underwear on the, like a table. And I think that's because if they were to fucking put someone in it, it would be an OH&S issue.
Oh, they would, yeah.
Like, it's
legally,
like
you
need
you
a fucking rigging course to put this on someone.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, they would be treated worse than a motel staffer buying pumpkins.
Oh, that's so funny.
But
so I think that the first time they posted about it, it's gone viral and now they're leaning in and they're going, do your fucking worst.
Go for it.
My kitty would look like a hedgehog stuck under a floorboard.
The thing about this...
I want to apologise for my fucking smoker's cough at the moment. Yep.
The thing about these comments is they're also not wrong.
Oh, my God. And it's so visual.
One lady writes, are those circles supposed to be aiming for my nipples? Because, nah, a bit lower, bit more, bit lower, bit lower. Yeah, there you go.
That, I did think that.
The nipples were high.
It's a
natural perky. Yeah,
it's a perky breast they're expecting.
I would argue no natural breast. But the nipples facing up.
Oh, I mean, I've seen a boob like that.
Yeah.
But
well, good for you then.
Yeah, lucky me.
Yeah.
I do like a boob like that though. Mine don't look like that. Mine are more like the woman who said bit lower, yeah. bit lower. Another comment here. Put my pubic area in that and you would have something like a kamikaze tarantula. You would have something like a kamikaze tarantula caught in the lines of a pink parachute. Call the SES.
There's a skydiver stuck in a tree.
There's a spider. Oh, my God.
I would look like a cheese toastie that's been cooked in a Breville. With all the lines baked.
Another comment here. One star. The bridle looks pretty, but the blinkers are completely ineffective and spooked the other horses. I've been asked not to go back to the stables. Do not recommend.
I wonder if she's married to the drunk guy on the horse.
No, mate, the horse hasn't had anything to drink.
We just went for a ride because you should say what's happening back at our house. I don't understand how
it
works.
I was trying to escape the bloody bridle she's trying to put me in.
Considering it took me 10 years to learn how to fold a fitted sheet, it'll probably take me a century to learn how to fold my flaps into this piece of
That's very relatable. Oh, my God. The fitted sheet. God forbid I get struck by lightning while wearing this. And my nips go from sunny side up to over easy. You might catch a whiff of my bacon bits too. Because the metal bits on
there. Yeah, they'll light you up. That'll attract a bit of it.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. It's all coming for you. Ride the lightning.
Me trying to squish myself into this would be trying to catch a fart back in your butt.
What? Back in your butt?
I think they're just trying to say it's impossible to figure out, as if, like, if you farted and tried to, like, re-catch.
Oh! I thought you meant that the underwear was going to catch the fart in your butt.
No, there's nothing there to catch it.
There's nothing on the bum. Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Oh, man. My husband would be so turned on if he saw me in this because Ooh. He loves a good pork roll roasted and it'll end up looking pretty similar to the roast in the string things.
And you know when you like cut through the strings of a roast like
and
ping
it pops
open?
Out.
That's what I would look like as well. One of those salamis in the like triangle netting.
Salami.
Like me in fishnet stockings. I thought that, you know, I mean, I'm not a mum, but I thought, you know, I can tangle with the best of the comedy Karens. And I wrote a comment.
Okay.
If
All right, we haven't got through one syllable yet of Tony's and she's already fucking lost it.
Right in my own gear. If my... If my...
Shit.
If my pussy was in there, you'd have to call the RSPCA for animal cruelty.
There's a cat in the net.
And trying to get yourself in there. The neighbours would be calling. I think that they're abusing an animal in there. Something's gone terribly wrong.
Something's happened.
Like when you worked in the hotel and that guy called up and was like, I think a dog's been
there's a dog
hit
in the next room.
Door.
No, it's just a girl.
Gagged. Yep. Wearing this.
I wrote one if I was wearing. Because I just got to look at it and go, oh, I could figure that out. Because I don't think it would matter.
Like, no, because there's
nothing at the front, so it wouldn't.
Yeah, that I don't think you're having a problem putting your penis in that.
Yeah, because there's not much to put it in.
None of the...
If I Ryan wore this, someone would call Sea Shepherd because they thought they'd seen a whale caught in a net.
I'm fucking generous, mate. A whale. I think there's a plastic Mount Franklin bottle stuck in it.
Oh, that's my penis.
Oh, my God. Fuck. I love when people fucking jump on things like this. It sends me. Have you seen the other ones on like Wish, like clothes on Wish, when like the comments go wild because it's like, how is anyone wearing this thing? Who is buying this stuff?
I know. But you know what? A company this like Bras and Things is a pretty big company.
Yeah.
They've obviously like done the research. Like the fact they've made it means that people
would buy it. Yeah.
Which is unfathomable.
I mean, there's no judgment of people that would buy it.
It's the opposite. I'll judge you like positively. I might fucking go get it.
Yeah. But like I'm just looking at that and thinking, oh, maybe not for T-Lodge.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, that is so funny.
Like Tony said, it'll be on the episode thread in the Facebook group. Yep. So I might put it on my stories. As well. Or maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe not.
Maybe. I don't know what I'm going to attract if I put that out there. Yeah. Or what kind of, you know, harsh penalties I'll get from the good folks at Instagram.
I was going to say, you might get banned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tony, what have you loved to see this week?
I unfortunately have, like, a beautiful and quite wholesome.
Yeah, no, I think we need it.
Yeah.
I do too.
This comment here from Natalie Wen in our Facebook group. Hi, Natalie Wen. She's a TAFA. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Disney fan. And as soon as I saw that one of their ships is coming this way next year, I knew I wanted to try and get on one.
Oh, yeah.
So Disney only recently announced that they're going to do Disney cruises.
Australia and New Zealand next summer, I think.
And I've said on the record before that I'm not a big Disney adult.
And like, I'm not a cruise man. I don't like cruises.
That is my idea of prison. A cruise. Not necessarily the Disney one.
Yeah.
But I love Disneyland. Really like theme parks. I'm a ride guy.
You're a ride guy. So we're ride guy. You're a ride guy, not a cruise guy.
Yes.
Okay.
But appreciate Disney for all it's got, but I'm not really a Disney adult.
Mm.
But Natalie is.
Great.
I just managed to book.
Oh.
I could cry, scream, shout, and sing, but I can't because I'm working and I have sleeping babies in the next room. But I'm going on a Disney cruise next year, and I fucking love to see that. So, Natalie, get out of the fucking house, leave work, get the babies somewhere else, and then go and fucking scream because that's awesome.
That is awesome.
And you know when you just kind of hit that thing where you're like, I've always wanted to fucking do this, and this is just such a dream come true. And also, good stuff coming to Australia is the fucking real dream
that's
come true here.
That's the dream come true. We never get shit.
No.
It's always like, oh, America got a new boat. Great. Send the old one to Australia.
Literally. We're like America's hand-me-down sister.
Yeah.
Yep. We just get their shit when they've had enough of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But Natalie, you fucking love to see that.
You do love to
That's
see that.
So cool.
Do you think a Disney cruise could be a gateway cruise for Tony Lodge to learn to love cruising?
No.
Because who are we to judge cruising when they've never cruised?
No. So the thing that freaks me out about cruising, and I think we've talked about this before, everyone gets diarrhea.
Yeah.
And
if you're going to shit yourself, you may as well do it in the middle of the ocean. I've always said that.
But also, like, imagine, and this is, I'm not casting aspersions
on
that.
It sounds like you are.
However, can you imagine not only being stuck on a boat in the middle of the ocean or wherever you are, but there being, you know, thousands of Disney adults with you? Like, that doesn't actually sound like my cup of tea.
Aspersions cast.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying, I'm not, when you say no casting aspersions, well.
Well,
aspersions cast.
But, you know, I think we all know exactly.
Oh, I'm hearing you.
Yeah, okay.
What's on at the fucking cinema tonight? Oh, it's a remake. Oh, I already don't care.
Yeah, no.
Jessica Wade. Have you heard of Jessica Wade?
Yeah. That name sounds really familiar.
Well, she's done something incredible and everyone's celebrating her this week, so maybe you've seen this story.
Amazing.
She's written 1,600 Wikipedia entries for female scientists. Now, I don't know if you know this about Bridget. She's like a science nerd.
Yes.
Loves a science podcast, reads like books about science, loves it. And often in history, because back in the day, like, a woman couldn't invent stuff. So usually, like, the husband took the credit and shit. Or like
they would do it but knew that it wouldn't be taken seriously unless, like, a man's name was attached.
Or, like, remember that movie with the astronauts, how the African American women were doing all the maths and stuff with the...
Oh, but there wasn't a toilet for them.
Yeah.
Minor Figures.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called, or is that the milk brand?
Well...
Is that the same? No.
We'll fact check this. No, I'll have a look now. Yeah,
I'm looking.
It's definitely a milk brand in Australia.
Minor Figures milk. Yep. Yeah. What's the movie called? Hidden Figures.
It's called Hidden Figures.
You know that movie, that beautiful, powerful movie, Minor Figures?
Yeah. The beautiful story about how oat became oat milk.
Yeah. Everyone. People were screaming in their cars just then.
But, like, that's a great example of women, like, doing the grunt work and then the boss going, here's what my team's achieved.
Yeah.
So Jessica Wade goes, I'm going to write Wikipedia entries for all these scientists over time so they're remembered. And so some wiki editors, like, flagged a few of them and were like, oh, maybe not this person. They're not that well known. And Jessica goes, that's the point. They've done great things and the world should know about it. And they went, okay, cool. So there's now 1,600 entries thanks to this one lady, Jessica, who spent time writing them up.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Oh, Jessica, what a fucking people's champion.
What a people's champion. Don't you fucking love to see that?
God, I should have gone on Wikipedia to check the fucking name of that milk in the movie.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
Yeah. That's so embarrassing. You love to see that. Hey, tomorrow on the show, I'm going to say it's a normal or nah for people who are sick of just dealing with other people.
Oh.
There's a few examples.
Oh, are you trying to tell me something? Is this like a
Go on a Disney cruise, Tony? Yeah. Oh, you know, it's great. Tony cruising.
Yeah.
Go on the long one.
Don't
take your
you
time.
Love that. Yeah, see you later.
That's tomorrow on the show, so we'll chat to you then.
Love you, bye. Meow, meow, meow.